We're starting here at the top of Kof Gimel and Aleph with Perek Bet in the Masechet Kinim, which is Kanstuma Sheparach Vimena Gozela Avir. Have a Kanstuma, as we've seen before, that a Kanstuma means you have a pair of birds, one that's a Lola, one that's a Chatat, but you have yet to define which. They left. Oh, Sheparach the Ben Ametot. Or the possibility that it went out and landed amongst those that are going to have to be put to death, which we saw in the first Perek. For instance, if an Ola got together with a Chatat, or a Chatat got together with an Ola, they have to go to Mita. So if it flew into a group like that, then it joins them, the Mita. O Shemet Echad Mehem. Or the other possibility is that it died. Yikach Zug L'Sheni. You take a pair for the second one. So in all these cases, you have a Kanstuma, which is two birds. We don't know which one's the Ola, which one's the Chatat. That's why it's called a Kanstuma. One of the birds flies out. And that bird flying out either left, took off, went amongst the metot, so that it would be put to death, or it died. And now you have the remaining bird that's left behind. What do you do with that remaining bird? The answer is we bring a pair in for it. Now why did the Mishnah say this by a kan stuma? It would be equally true by a kan mefureshet. Even if it was defined which one's the olah and a chatat. Right, as long as you know which one's the olah and which one's the chatat, then you can bring in a replacement. This question why the Mishnah used stuma instead of mefureshet. So here the Mefarish says, to the Rabutana Katstuma, it did as a Chiddush. Dalomi by Mefureshet. Certainly by Mefureshet, which you know which one left. You know if the Chatat left or the Olach left, so that you can replace it. So there for sure you can replace it. On the other hand, by a Stuma you would think, maybe, because we have yet to define which one's Olach, which one's the Chatat, we don't know which one to replace, and therefore you can't bring in a new bird. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even so, you can bring in the pair, and you continue on from there. The other possibility is that there's no Chiddush here. That it's Kan Stuma, because if you said Kan Mefureshet, you'd have to do a lot of explaining. Because then you would have to say, well, if the Chatat flew away, then you have to bring in a new Chatat. If the Olah flew away, you have to bring in a new Olah. Or, the last possibility is for the next piece of the Mishnah. The next piece of this Perek requires that it be a Kan Stuma. So it just gave me consistent through the Perek that it's a Kan Stuma, which probably is the most likely scenario. Because the remaining parts of this perek require a kanstuma. Parach the ben akrevot pasul uposel echad keneged shehaguzel pareach pasul uposel echad kenegdo. Right, so this is the principle that's going to be established for this perek. The remainder of the perek is just giving examples of this principle. It'll just get more and more complex scenarios of the principle that we're establishing here. Which is that if, let's do it simply, if you have four birds on one side and four birds on the other side, you have Rachel who brought four birds, and you have Leah who brought four birds. They're all stumot, not defined yet at all. One of Rachel's birds flies over to Leah's group. So now there is three left for Rachel, and Leah now has five on her side. We don't know which belongs to which. What the Mishnah says is that it's pasul, and it's pusel echad kenegdo. The one that flew out is pasul. That means that Leah, who now has five, can only bring four out of those five. She can't be makriv all five of them. On the other hand, Rachel, who had three left, can only bring two out of that three. Pusel echad kenegdo. The one remaining behind, that one that left, leaves one behind that is problematic. Okay, so let's see why. Let's understand this. Shtei nashim. Two women, the Zush Tekinim, or the Zush Tekinim. Exactly the case that I laid out for you. You have Rachel with two kinim, which is four birds. The Zush Tekinim, and Leah has two pairs of birds, which is four birds. Parach Mizu Luzu. So one of them flew out. Rachel's bird, as we said before, flew into Leah's group. Posel Echad Behalichato. When it leaves, it is Posel Echad. Chazar, when it comes back, Posel Echad Bechazirato. And it's posel one on the return. So let's understand. On the first flight out, when you have Rachel and Leah here, you started out with four and four. One of Rachel's birds leaves and runs over to Leah. So now you have Rachel with three birds and Leah with five birds. What we said is that it's posel echad kenegdo and it's posel one where it is. Why? So let's start out with Rachel's side. On Rachel's side, she has three birds that are left there. We know that at least two of those birds belong to a single cane. They belong to a chatat and ola. That she can do without problem. The problem is the third bird. The third bird, if she defines what the third bird is, then Leah will be in trouble. So for instance, if Rachel decides to bring two olot and a chatat, what does that mean? One of her pairs is good, because she has an ola and a chatat, that's fine. The other one she brought is an ola. That's fine also. The problem is, if she makes that one an ola, it means that the bird that flew out from her is a chatat. That means now that Leah has a chatat mixed up with her four, and we already said in the first parak, if you have a chatat that gets mixed up with kanim stumot, you can only bring based on the number of stumot that you have there, the number of chatot. That means that Leah will only allow to be bring now two chatot. That's all she can bring. Everything else is at risk for her. She brings more than two chatot, and she's at risk that she's taking from amongst her kinim. So we don't want that, because then you're going to limit Leah. Fine. Or they're both hers, which is also fine. Once she hits a third chatat, she can't bring it. That's what we already learned. Right, she can't bring the ola because any one of them could be the chatat that flew over. That's exactly what we did in yesterday's perek. That if you have a chatat that joins kanim stumot, you only can bring the number of chataot of the stumot. If it's a chatat that flew in, if it's an ola that flew in, then you're going to bring the number of olot. So why do you don't allow Rachel to bring the third bird? It's because it's going to hurt Leah. It's going to mess Leah up. So we say to Rachel, bring two birds, your chatat and ola. The third bird is lemita, because otherwise you're going to hurt Leah. Now let's go over to Leah. Five birds by Leah. We allow her to bring, if Rachel does not bring that third bird, now she has four birds that were hers, that are undefined, and one of Rachel's that's undefined. So what we say is, go ahead and bring two olot and two chatot. And when she brings two olot and two chatot, she's safe. Because if she brings two chatot, at worst, one chatot belongs to her, and one belongs to Rachel, which is also fine, because Rachel's is not defined. She could bring two olot, because again, at worst, one of them is her ola, and one of them is Rachel's ola. In the best scenario, she got two olot that were hers, and two chatot that were hers. But, as soon as she brings the last one, the fifth one, she tries to bring it, she's in trouble. Because then she doesn't even have to bring three chatot, or three olot. Whichever one you pick, doesn't matter. But say, for instance, she picks three chatot. If she brings to bring three chatot at that point in time, we don't know that third chatot, where it's coming from. She could have brought two chatot from hers, and the third bird she's bringing may not be Rachel's bird. It may be her own bird. That means the three out of her four birds she's bringing a chatot, which are not allowed. So therefore, she cannot bring the fifth bird, because the fifth bird, we don't know if that belongs to her original group, or that belongs to the one that flew over from Rachel. So that's what the Mishnah means, that when a bird leaves, it's posel echad kenegdo. It leaves one behind that is pasul. In Rachel's grouping of three, one of them she can't bring. Upasul. When it lands in Leah's group, one of them cannot be brought over there. So Leah can bring four birds. Rachel can bring two birds. So that's why you lose a bird by Rachel and you lose a bird by Leah.
Why bird flies from Rachel? Why does it become Leah's bird?
Right. I guess if you can get them together. I don't know what the exact scenario is that they're not here. They might not even be here anymore because they can leave them for the Kohen and they can be gone. So we don't have them here. They may not be present. So that's the scenario. Now what happens is a bird flies back. That's the next scenario in the Mishnah. So Leah's five, one of the birds flies back to Rachel, now they both have four again. Each of them has four. But just like when it left Rachel, it left one behind that was Pasul, and it is Pasul, so too when it flies back, it does the same thing. That means the back by Leah is going to leave a problem, and it's going to create a problem for Rachel. That means, at this point, Rachel can bring two birds, and Leah can bring two birds. That's it. The limit of what they can bring is two each. Now, what they can bring is an achatat and ola. Rachel will bring an achatat and ola, and Leah will bring an achatat and ola. Beyond that, we don't let them bring. Because beyond that, we're afraid that the bird that flew from Rachel to Leah originally is not the bird that flew back. It's a different bird. That means now that Rachel has amongst her birds, her three birds, one of Leah's birds. And that means that Leah has amongst her birds one of Rachel's birds. And so what we don't allow you to do is bring the other set. Because the other set, by definition, you're going to land in one of the birds that belong to the other party. If you do that, you've defined it. What we don't want you to do is to define the chatat ol diola, because then the other party has a chatat ola mixed up with them, and it'll ruin it for them. So we say to you is, bring a chatat and an ola, that's it. Once you bring a chatat and ola, we know for certain that if you're bringing just a chatat and ola, in the best scenario, you brought two that belong to you, and you're fine. In the worst scenario, you brought one that belonged to you, and one that belonged to Leah. Fine. All right. That's not the worst scenario that you have is that you brought that one that flew over from Leah. You brought.
We'll have to bring
burn birds. Right. So they're gonna have to work out between them. Right. We have to bring a shito. We have to bring Maltanai. So now here in this scenario we have four on each side. When you have four on each side, our fear again is that if you define anyone that flew over, that's going to give you a problem. So at minimum, if Rachel does two, again, even if they're her two, that's fine, because she has a full cane that's on her side, and that doesn't matter. Once she already goes to a third bird, we're worried about the fact that she might be koveya. If she could koveya her bird, that means on the other side then, Leah has the opposite bird there. So for instance, she brought an olah and a chatat, and then she brings the third one as an olah. The possibility is that that olah was Rachel's bird. That means that the Rachel's bird that's now with Leah is a chatat, mixed up with Leah's stuff. And again, that will ruin Leah's ability to bring anything, because Leah also has a problem now, because she has mixed up birds there as well. We'll get to that in a second. So what we say to her is, bring the olah and the chatat, that's it. So again, either she got her pair, or even if she got one of Leah's birds, that's okay. Then Leah, we'll go over to Leah and we say, okay, Leah, you have a minimum of two that we know belong to you. Minimum of two that belong to you, so therefore if you bring in a chatat and olah, you're fine. What happens if, perchance, Rachel brought one of her birds? Perchance that Rachel brought an olah chatat, and that was Leah's bird, that was a chatat. Now Leah has an olah left on her side, but she has three birds. So two of those birds she could define as a cane by themselves, and that's fine. It's the third bird for Leah that becomes problematic, because that would be the match that was over by Rachel's side.
Right, but she doesn't know.
Doesn't matter, because she can define which is which. She's never defined her kinim. They're all four together. They never defined who's the pair of whom. All she knows is that in total, she has a chatat here and an undefined pair of those three. She can decide how to distribute that amongst the three. So therefore, now we bump over to Leah. Leah can bring at least an olah chatat, because at minimum, she has a pair of undefined birds there. She might have a defined bird because of what Rachel brought, or she might have an undefined bird, but we're not going to let her bring that bird, because that bird could have been defined by Rachel, and therefore she doesn't know what to bring it as. Again, the fourth bird she can't bring, because that might be Rachel's bird. And if Rachel already brought a possibility that she brought one of hers, then we don't want it to be the matchup. So in that scenario, they're each allowed to bring one olah, one chatat, and two of them are the mitah. That way we're safe, we know for sure that they haven't brought an unmatched pair, where they're bringing something which needed a match, and therefore we're okay, we're safe. So now what happens is, if they continue to go back and forth, until we have no clue, they went back three times, four times, we have no clue what's there. There the Mishnah says that there's no less than two. Why is that? In the first parak. In the first parak we said, if you had a kans tuma and a kans tuma, they got mixed together. Chat lezu v'chat lezu. Oh, shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu. What was the din in the first parak? First parak is that you bring mechsa al mechsa. That you can bring half and half. And that's the scenario. The worst scenario is that they're completely mixed up. If you had all the eight birds together mixed up, then you would bring four of them. You bring two alot, two chatot, because you're safe doing that. There's no way that if you bring two alot to two chatot, you're going to do anything wrong. There's at least four chatot here and four olot. If you bring two olot, then at worst, you have to find for the other side two chatot, and that's what you're bringing. You're bringing two chatot. So in the worst scenario, you're bringing two olot, two chatot, there's no problem with that. And that's what the next line in the Mishnah is. If parach lazar, parach lachazar, if it keeps going back and forth until they're completely mixed up, lo yifsi klum. Shafilu hein mu'ur avot, even if they're mixed up like the first perek, at minimum hein pachot mishtayim, you bring no less than mechsa, or the lesser of the two. In the first perek, we had, the first case, we had two and two, and then four and four, and then six and six. And there we said that you bring half of the pairs, you bring as olot and chatot. Then the next mishnah that said if you have two, 10, and 100, then the lowest number is the amount that you can bring, and that'll be two over there. But over here, since we're even, we're adding four and four, the minimum that you can bring is half the number, which means out of the eight birds, you can bring four of them. That means two alot and two chatot. That's the first Mishnah. All the next Mishnah is going to do is do like it did in the first parak, which is now create a scenario where the numbers are not equal, which is lezu achat, lezu shtayim, lezu gimel, lezu dalet, lezu hey, lezu vav, lezu zayin. So you have a woman who has one pair, a woman has two pairs, a woman has three pairs, then four pairs, five pairs, and then six pairs and seven pairs. So you have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 14 birds to each of these women. And then what happens? Parach mi'ar rishona, lishniya. So the woman number one, we'll call them woman number one. Okay, woman number one has a bird that flies to woman number two. Olish lishit. And then from two, it flies to three. From three, rivi, to number four, lachamishit. Then to number five, ulishishit. And then number six, ulishvit. And then to number seven. So just following the principle that we had along the way so far, which means that it's posel one when it flies out, and it's posel one in the next location. So each time that it leaves a problem behind. So for the first woman, who had two birds, when one left, she has nothing left now. Because she can't bring the bird that she has left. It's pusel kenegdo. So number one, woman is out of the picture now. She had a pair of birds. One of them flew away. You leave one, the one kenegdo behind is pasul. So she's done. She can't bring anything. Woman number two, a bird landed in her group. She had two pairs. She had four birds. She has five birds. That bird, fifth bird, she cannot bring. But then that fifth bird takes off. Now she only has four left. And we said before, well, if you have a bird that comes in and then leaves, then you're pusel echad kenegdo plus pasul one. That means that she now has two birds that are no good for her.
She doesn't have the problem that we had in the previous
Alright, so we'll, okay, so no. The answer is no, but you're right. It's a very good question. Excellent question. We'll get to there in a second. Alright. So then she moves on. Number two has lost two birds now. One from the bird that flew in and one from the bird that flew out. Out of her four, she only has two. Next, number three, woman number three has six birds. But she has the same problem. She had one come in, one go out. She loses two birds. That means everybody loses two birds except for number seven. Number seven only has a problem of one bird. Because she has seven pairs, which is 14, plus an extra bird there, which has 15 birds. She can't bring the 15th bird, but all the other birds she's fine to bring. B'chazar. Then the bird flies back. So it goes from woman number seven to six to five to four to three to two to one. So now number one, everybody has the same number of birds as they did originally. Woman number one has two birds. Woman number two has four birds, so on and so forth. Everybody has the same birds. Woman number one cannot bring anything. Again, it's echad v'chalichato v'chad v'chazirato. She's out. So arishuna, out. Hashnia also has nothing. Ein lahem klum. Woman number two also has nothing. On the way in, when one bird flew in and flew out, she had four birds originally. Two of them are now pasul. On the way back, a bird flew in, made it pasul. Bird flies out, pasul.
When they came
and right. And then when that number five leaves and goes to number one, then she has four birds. Two of them were pasul from the first trip, and two of them were pasul from the second trip through. She has no birds left. So okay, number one and number two have no birds left at all. Then, hashlishit, number three, woman number three has six birds. Yeshla achat. She lost four birds. Everybody else lost four birds. Again, on the way in.
Everyone loses four birds.
Correct.
Seven.
Seventh one who loses two birds. Correct. That'll lose two birds. So exactly that. So then, hashlishit, yeshla achat. Harviit. Number four has eight birds. Yeshla shtayim has two pairs left, four birds left. Hachemishit, number five, has 10 birds. Yeshla shalosh has six birds left. Hashishit, number six, who has 12 birds. Yeshla arbash has four pairs. She has eight birds left. And again, Hashviit, Yeshla shesh. And number seven has, out of the 14 birds, only loses two. Because she only had, out of the flights, she only had one in and one out. That was it. Number seven only had the one bird in and then the bird out, so she loses two birds. Everybody else had twice a bird in and a bird out. Twice, bird in, bird out means you lose four birds. Number seven had only a bird in and out, so she loses two birds. Everybody else lost four, she lost two birds. So one and two are out of the picture now because they have less than four birds, so they're out of the picture. And everybody else lost four birds along the way. All right, now, of course, the Mishnah is not satisfied with that. Next case is Parach v'chazar. Another scenario where a bird left and then came back. Now, all the Rishonim explain over here that it didn't leave for number one and number two. If it left for number one and two, you have a big problem because they are metot. Those birds are metot. And we saw in the first parak, if you get mixed up with metot, everything dies. So if one of their birds flew out into the other group, everybody's are going to die now. So now what we're talking about is from group number three. From group number three, which is woman number three, has six birds, four of which are pasul, two of which are okay. From her, one bird flew out. Right, starting from woman number three, it flew out to four, to five, to six, to seven. And woman number three has a bird, she goes to four, to five, to six, to seven, and then back again, seven to six, to five, to four, to three. So once again, you lost four birds along the way for everybody, except for number seven, who lost two birds. Again, pusel echad b'alichato v'echad b'chazirato. Therefore, hashlishit v'revit ein lahem klum. At this point, number three and number four have nothing left, because you've lost eight birds along the way. One and two out of the picture, now three and four out of the picture, because there are eight birds that are psulot. Eight birds that have psulot, that means number three who has six doesn't have enough, and number four who has eight birds, all of her birds are psulot now. Then moving on, hachamishit who has 10 birds, yesh la'achat. She has one pair left, that's good, because she lost eight birds and she has 10. She has two out of them. Hashishit, which has 12 birds, she lost eight, she has four birds left, therefore shtayim, she has two pairs left. Hashviit, the shviit, number seven, only lost four birds here. She loses half as much as anybody else, and therefore yesh la'chamesh. She has five pairs left, 10 out of her 14 are still good. Again, parach v'chazar. Now again, she can't be leaving for number four. This means that it's leaving for number five at this point in time. So a bird from number five who still has good birds left, then leaves v'chazar. Puzel achad bechalichato v'achad bechazirato. It ruins one on the way out. Means what? You lose another four here in this scenario. Lose another four in this scenario. That means now you've lost 12 birds altogether. That means Chamishin and Shishit are out of the picture as well. Number five only has 10 birds. Number six has 12 birds. Ein lahem klum. They have nothing. Hashvi'it. Number seven lost half as many birds as everybody else, which is, instead of the 12 birds everybody else loses, she loses six birds. So out of her 14 birds, she loses six. She has eight left. That means yesh la arba. She has four pairs that are left. Ve'eshomrim. Hashvi'it lo yifsida klum. Number seven has no problem doing anything, because nobody else is bringing any birds. The whole problem we have here is that if the other woman brings your bird or someone else brings your bird, then you've defined a bird. But over here, the first six aren't bringing any birds. So number seven has nothing to lose. But if they bring half olot, half chatot, at worst they're all her birds and it worked. And it worked. If someone else's birds, she's bringing olah and a chatat for them. It doesn't matter. And the pairs that are left behind, we don't worry about, because none of them are going to be put on the mizbeach. So therefore, number seven can, lo yifsida klum, she didn't lose anything. That's one way to read v'lo yifsida klum. The other way to read it is lo yifsida klum on the third flight. Meaning that on the first two flights, she does lose the birds that were there, so she loses out on four birds. So just on the third flight, we're not going to take away or penalize her for the bird kinegdo, because it's flying back to someone who's not going to bring it. And therefore, she only loses four birds over here, not six birds. She can bring five pairs of birds or 10 birds out of the 14, instead of what should be eight of the 14. But with that same logic, you can always extend it, like we said before, and say that she could bring all of them, because it doesn't really matter. There's nobody else left there who's bringing any of the birds. She brings number seven, brings all 14 birds, because there's no chashash anymore. The whole chashash in all these scenarios is that someone else brought your pair. And they brought your pair, they defined for you what your bird is. And by defining your bird, we don't know whether it should be an olah or a chatat. But nobody else is bringing birds here, so number seven has no problem, meaning that there's no risk that someone else brought the other pair that she has over here. Oh, no. So your question, exactly what you just asked, is the problem that the Rishonim deal with. Once number one and number two can't bring their birds, like in the first scenario, where number one and number two were knocked out in the first flight, then why can't number three bring their birds? All right, once one and two don't bring birds, number three is not at risk anymore of having her pair be brought by number one and number two. So once you've wiped them out, why is it once you've wiped out number one and number two, do we say that number three is then has a problem? Why don't we reduce, then we can add back a pair and say everybody can bring an extra pair here, because one and two, we don't have any risk. We know that they're not bringing theirs already. You've knocked out three pairs of birds that we know that have pairs out there, and that risk is taken away. If that risk is taken away, why can't you bring them? So the Rishonim Mepel answer is, that is lo plug. Okay, but in number seven, that's an unusual scenario where there's nobody else bringing. Over here, in those scenarios, you still have three, four, five, and six, and seven who are bringing partial kinim. So when they're bringing partial kinim, we don't want you to come to think that if the scenario wasn't where one and two weren't bringing anything, that the din should be the same. So we want to keep a consistent din. Again, in the case where you lose everybody and number seven's bringing, then you're not in the normal case of dinim. In addition to the fact that number seven is different than all the others have a bird that comes in and then goes out in both directions. Number seven only had a bird that came in and went out, but only in one direction. So seven is different than the other women that are there. And that difference already could explain why we can allow her din to be different than everyone else's din, because you will not extrapolate from her din to everyone else. That's not true. If we allow number three to have an extra pair because one and two were knocked out, then you'll start to think by four and five the same thing, which isn't true because number three is bringing a pair, and that affects four and five. So in order to be no confusion, we said that in all those scenarios, they all have the same din, which is that they're going to lose two pairs, one on the way in and one on the way out. And this is what I said before, if one of them leaves the metot and blends in the others, then everything dies. That's why you can't have the bird leave from one or two and move to the others once one and two are out of the picture, because they're already the mita. If they're the mita and they fly back in, then everybody dies. So that's why the second scenario, where the bird started flying through again, we started for number three, woman number three, not for woman number one. Because woman number one, already her birds were the mita. Woman number two, her birds were the mita. So therefore, if they had flown from number one to number two, everybody's would be the mita. If you get one bird the mita that's mixed up, then you lose all those birds, because you don't know which one's the mita. And you can't just put it on, you can't say willy-nilly put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, we started, in each scenario, the bird flew from the woman who still had something left in her group. If she didn't have anything left in her group, they're all the mita, then it would affect it. Dalit. Now here, this is different than the snares we had until now. Everything was stumot. Now we have one stuma, one mifureshet. Barach min stuma la mifureshet. If the one from the stuma flew into the mifureshet, yikak zug l'sheni, then you take a replacement for the one that flew away. Chazar, if it comes back, oshu barach min mifureshet rishon, or if it came from the defined one first, arei kulam yamutu, then you're finished. Because Again, if you fly from the one that is stuma over to the one that is mifureshet, then over there, she has her birds that are mifureshet, and the one that came in, the stuma that came in, we just say, okay, if worse, she brings it as an alara chatat, we knock that pair out, and the other woman will bring another pair for her. She'll take care of herself, she'll be, get rid of that the bird. The mifureshet is the problem. If she has a defined bird and then it flies over to the woman as a stuma, then we don't know what bird we need now. Because when it's a stuma, we don't care what you bring it on the mizbeach as. But once it's mifureshet, and then the bird flies into the woman who's a stuma, then the woman who's a stuma can't bring her bird. She never knows. There's maybe a chatat mixed up with her, or maybe an olah mixed up with her. And we said before, in the first parak, if you get mixed up, an olah and a chatat get mixed up, or a chatat and olah get mixed up, you can't bring them at all, because there's a risk that you're bringing a chatat as an olah, or a olah as a chatat. So since the bird's already defined, and it flew into the stuma, it ruins the entire stuma.
You know what it is? Left with an olah,
right. She knows what she has left behind, therefore she can pair up and be fine. The problem is we don't know which of the birds in the mixed up group is the aggregate. Exactly. Right. Chatat mikan ve'olah mikan u'stuma be'emtza. You have one chatat and one olah on each side, and then you have a stuma be'emtza. It doesn't matter how many chataot or olot are on the outside, it just doesn't really matter. We'll just use one and one to make it easy. And there's a stuma appearing in the middle, be'emtza. Parach min emtza l'tzadim. You have on the outside, you have defined birds. Well, on the right side, you have olot that are defined. On the left side, you have chataot that are defined. In the middle, you have a pair of birds that are undefined. Right, so parach min emtza. One of the birds from the inside flew the tzadim. Chad elech ve'chad elech. They each, one each way, lo yitziklum, you don't have a problem. Because then what do you do is you bring all the ones that are on the right side as olot, and all the ones on the left side as chatot. So then everything that was a chatat is a chatat, plus one of the undefined birds is a chatat. Now, fine. All the olot are olot, and one of the undefined birds is an olot. Now you have your pair, you're fine, you're totally fine. Ella, yomar, zesh alach etzel chatot chatat, zesh alach etzel olot, olah. Just say, whatever went to the olot is an olah, and whatever went to the chatot is a chatat. Chazal emtza. Now you have the birds joined back in the middle. Emzaim yamutu. Those in the middle have to die no matter what, because we don't know. We don't know which is which. Elu yikruvu chatot, ve'elu yikruvu olot. What's left behind can be brought as chatot olot. Because again, you have the same scenario. Either they are chatot from the original grouping, or they're one from the emza. One from the emza could be defined as a chatot, which is fine. Chazar, oshiparach min emza letzadim, erim kulam yamutu. If you go from the middle out, well, we know, we just said that in the previous Mishnah, that if you have yamutu that go out to the outside, then kulam yamutu. You have to bring pairs that have the same bird. You have to bring two torim as your pair or two bnei yonah. You can't mix and match torim and bnei yonah. She brings a chatat as a tor and an olah as a ben yonah. She has to now replace with tevi olotah tor. She has to replace her olah and bring an olah as a tor. Now, chatata ben yonah, if she had olata tor, if she brought the olah as a tor, chatata ben yonah, tichpol b'tavi olata ben yonah. Then she has to bring a ben yonah to replace it. What the Tanakhama is saying is that the chatat defines. Whatever you bring the chatat is, that defines it. Therefore, she'll have to replace the olah that she brought from the other man, that olah will be a nidava, and she'll have to replace the olah with one that matches the chatat. On the other hand, ben azay omer ochim achar rishon. Whichever one you bring first defines. Doesn't matter if it's olah or chatat, whichever one you bring first defines it. Isha shevi'a chatata umeita, yevi'a yoshim olota. The woman who's a yoled that brings her chatat, then the olah that's left behind her, yoshim can bring on her behalf. On the other hand, olota, if she already brought a olah, but did not bring her a chatata, then lo yavir yoshim chatata, because it's chatat shemetu balea. Chatat shemetu balea is lamita, and therefore they can't bring it on her behalf. Okay, we'll stop here.